This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Monday, June 18th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. It was Father's Day yesterday, and the Red Sox bats were alive. Picking up a 9-3 victory over the Seattle Mariners, the Red Sox split the four-game road series with the finale win. The offense that was missing in the 1-0 loss the night before came out to play, notching 3 home runs and 13 hits. But before I recap yesterday's game, I have to tell you about my new favorite baseball app. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Draft lasts for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? You play for cold, hard cash and get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it. And that's exactly what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and just put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code REDSOXBEAT. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code REDSOXBEAT when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code REDSOXBEAT. Following two scoreless innings to start the game, the Red Sox had enough and blew it open in the top of the third. Seattle starter Mike Leake recorded the first two outs without a problem, but two singles and a walk loaded the bases for a struggling Mitch Moreland. A single up the middle brought home two and gave the Red Sox slugger exactly what he needed after going 1-for-18 in his past five games. It didn't take much longer for the Red Sox to extend their lead, as on the very next batter, Rafael Devers crushed a 1-2 slider over the right field wall. With five runs to work with, Red Sox starter Eduardo Rodriguez was able to make quick work of the Mariners, striking out nine and collecting the win. The victory makes it six straight for the four-spot pitcher as he moves to 9-1 on the season. The Venezuelan native hasn't won 10 games in a season since 2015 and is now looking to complete that feat before the All-Star break. With Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, the Red Sox are a whopping 13-1. In the seventh inning, Boston was back to do more damage, with Jackie Bradley Jr. and Xander Bogaerts each notching home runs and driving in three more insurance runs. That pretty much put the nail in the coffin for Seattle, as they could only manage one more run in the final couple of innings. Andrew Benintendi added to the mix throughout, as he continued his hot hitting streak with a 3-for-4 day, crossing the plate twice and knocking in one run. The Red Sox complete their road trip by heading to Minnesota next, where they will face off against the 31-37 Twins. The 3-1 Yankees loss yesterday puts both teams at a tie for the division lead and makes the coming series all the more important. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.